So, Dad, I'm doing a project that is essentially interviewing a person with a theme and a technology in mind. For my theme, I've chosen to focus on transportation. The technology I'm focusing on is vehicles and modes of transport. I thought you would be the perfect person because you work as a truck driver. Introduce yourself.
I'm Michael Lentz. I've been a UPS employee for 30 years. I went into their feeder department, which is their big rigs, in 1997.
So, how has transportation means changed?
I'm driving a truck now that beeps and whistles and hollers. The computer sensors in the front tell you how close the vehicle is in front of you, tells you how close you are to the edge of the lines. You can push a button that temporarily disables some of the alarms, because if it didn't, it'd go crazy. I mean, you're getting yelled at. Yeah, they've got a lot of sensors, weigh stations now. Before, you had to pull in, and on commercial trucks, you had to be weighed. Now, they have things called transponders that you can just keep going down the highway, and you go over sensors that are built right in the highway, and at speed, at 60 or 65 miles per hour, it senses your weight, and then it also has overhead sensors that detect radiation, or yeah,
Wow.
it has infrared sensors that a lot of
A lot of
technology.
tech,
Yeah.
dang. Did you expect any of those changes from stupid car just kind of going down the, heading down the highway to what we have now?
I don't think anybody expected. People were amazed that all their TVs had computers in them, and now the cars, interaction between
Computers and
computers, people, and the
their,
machines,
yeah.
and all of them are going to be working together, and it's just going to get more interconnected.
Interconnected and
Yep.
more, wow.
Yep.
How do you view these changes? I mean, it's definitely gotten more complex as well as computers and everything.
I am skeptical. So keeping technology available when the car isn't in motion, that's fine, that's great. But when you're in motion, you need to focus to multitask. Nowadays, you have to multitask more and more every day.
How do you think future vehicle tech will change?
Everyone's talking about self-driving cars. That's going to be kind of different when it comes to commercial vehicles. It might work for residential people who have short commutes, where the weather conditions are pretty much stable. Where we're at, I drive over two mountain passes on my way to Missoula, Montana, is my normal run, Spokane to Missoula, and I don't see people from Google coming out and putting chains on the vehicle. I mean, the sensors are good, but I think the system will just shut down if we hit icy, slick roads.
So, I mean, even with Uber, like, what are the implications of taking over, like, just individual packaging, like taking it from a hub to people?
Amazon tried Uberizing the shipping. They were really disappointed in the performance of UPS about 3 years ago, when everybody took advantage of free second day air. And they said, "Oh, I'll just order my Christmas present December 22nd." And UPS had no way of doing that. I still remember leaving work just before that Christmas Eve, and there were trailers out in the yard that were still full of people's Christmas presents. There was hell to pay. So Amazon wanted to try and say, "Okay, UPS, we're going to start providing our own shippers through Uber," at kind of the Uberization. They found that people who don't do it professionally or do it in bulk don't tend to make a lot of money, so they've run into a lot of problems.
Oh, what lessons has this in your work life overall taught you?
I'm a little bit more appreciative of the stuff I use. I know that that toothbrush that I'm putting in my mouth, that came
Someplace.
from a package that was delivered by truck and airplane and by boat, by ship. Because anything that says made in China, that thing's come a long way.
Here's a fun one. What are some of the weirdest things you shipped? Because I know this, because you told me stories.
We are the biggest drug mules.
Oh!
Dude, we've had boxes break open at UPS that are filled with marijuana. This was before it was legal. But and that's just what we know. I mean,
Whoa.
there were 5 gallon buckets at one time that were heavy, and they had cables wrapped around it. And I was just curious. They were all stacked up, and the part-timers loading them in, and if you lift up the lid, you could look in. And I did that, and it was shiny silver. All I saw was 0.999 silver. A human brain, her name was Emily.
That's pretty cool, Dad.